Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
And welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Wednesday, special show here in Danger Studios, along with our comedians for tonight's Wise Guys comedy show, our feature performer, Mr. Perry Sack.
Yo, baby. Hey, there I am. I love it.
The same, yo.
And our headliner, Chris Gorgeous.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Who will, by the way, be our headliner on our first ever, or I shouldn't say first ever, but our newly brokered show, Goldfinger Comedy Club.
Goldfinger.
At Platinum Lounge.
That's going to be
in
weird.
In Goldfinger. And Peter.
I'm Peter.
Perry was supposed to be on the show, but he's going to be going to Joe DeWayne's wedding.
Joe and Gnome.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night with my beautiful girl. Unless her and I are broken up by then.
By
we'll
then,
see.
You never know.
In a day?
Happen.
You never know. Now, we've been together 5 years. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, this is the longest I've ever seen him with a woman.
But with a man. Decades.
He spent much more time with a dude. Of course, and... Hey, it's going to be a fun couple days of comedy. You get to stay in the newly renovated La Quinta, who sponsors our show.
Halfly renovated.
Halfly renovated?
Just your room isn't done yet.
No, my room's the done one. Every other thing is all like, there's like pieces missing from the bottom of the hallway. The lobby looks like all
So you've already checked in.
The hallway looks, the lobby looks like all the walls have been blown off. There's just Visqueen taped everywhere. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, really?
Beirut.
The grand ballroom is not really that grand right now.
Hoteling Beirut style.
Well, it's La Quinta, for God's sakes.
Yeah, no, it's a nice La Quinta, but they got their asses kicked by the hurricane, for
sure.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. And what's up, Sherry? I'm my new fan out of Reno, who was at the shows in Laugh Factory last week.
How was that?
It was great. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And that was great. One of our new fans, because you and I have a similar fan, we just found out. I have this fucking loon. who's like sending me the Facebook message saying I love you, and then he sends like this fucking emoji with a heart flying out of his chest, and then he asked me, he's like, oh, what, no love back?
And this was today. I got the same guy sending
this
me messages.
He's cheating
today
on me with you. This fucking asshole. He's getting mad at me for not sending love back, and meanwhile he's sending you love.
Does he want like digital love, or does he want like affirmation from you that you've connected? I don't understand what he means by love.
It's something weird. I can just tell you that. It was obviously weird. And you know what? I was in one of those moods. I was about to take a nap. I was running around all day today.
So you got no love at that point?
I had no love.
No
I had
love.
The only thing I had love was for a little nighty night time. A little, you know, a little like
pillow love.
Pillow love. I feel good. I got that new MyPillow and that fucking weirdo in the blue shirt. You know, okay.
You know,
that, I hate that guy too. With that,
is the pillow good?
No, it sucks. It's a shitty pillow.
Somebody posted on Facebook. It was the worst. It's like
fucking awful.
And they're expensive, right? They're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap. And
I think they're made by Somali pirates. I don't think he makes them.
Yeah, I don't want my pillow. I want a pillow. Okay, I think I'm going to come up with a new company that says a pillow.
Listen, I've been all over the map with pillows. All right, when you hit 50, you got to get the pillow. And I think I've spent like $400 or $500 on different pillows. One of them costs like $120 just by itself.
Wow,
like one of those memory foam.
Yeah,
good. For a couple of days, and then all of a sudden you're like, why am I sleeping with my neck at an L?
Yeah,
it's very important.
I've ever worked with a comic who had to bring his own pillow on the road?
Not yet. No. That may be me in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, somebody was like, I forgot my pillow. I'm like, what are you, Linus?
No,
you
know, listen.
You know, I need a towel, your lucky towel.
You say that until you wake up the next morning, you can't turn your neck to look at it.
Well, I hate going to staying in a lot of hotels where, you know, the pillows, you just think of every stranger that slept in that room, and you kind of start getting grossed out a bit. You know, I do.
You should stay at your house.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I wonder who the last loser was.
Just don't leave your house.
I know who this loser is.
Invite the shows to you. Do them at your house.
I know all the loser I'm putting on this pillow.
What's the worst that could happen, Perry, the person sleeping on it? I mean, honestly.
It's true. But the guy.
What's
right?
true? You
didn't I know we got sidetracked.
No,
what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
No, it's like the smell. I'm like,
yeah.
And you know, also, they always have those pillows that have all that little round stuffing shit in there.
Yeah.
Like my pillows at home are cushiony.
You need to bring a pillow.
I think I may.
You may have to bring your own pillow.
Dude, we should be like the three comics that tour with their own pillows. And we, you know what? And we'll have little sew like straps on them so you can put like backpack, pillow, backpack.
It would work.
Then you just walk in the room and you flip it off your head.
Three old men with pillows show.
Yeah, dude.
The pillow. Crew.
People get out of hand, you smack them with your pillow.
My favorite pillow comedy show. We got a sponsor already. I know you will.
Cottonelle.
Yeah. You know what commercial I've been writing a few different versions of a joke about, but I can't find the right one. Jack Tom's Chom, who's the guy, the Big Hurt, who does the Cenogenics, or the one from GNC. The male testosterone or hormone.
Oh, that guy from years back?
Frank Thomas.
Oh, yeah. The
big Hurt.
Yeah,
big
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Chicago Cubs Chicago White Sox.
I know who you mean.
The Big Hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and this guy, the commercials are always these two older broads, these fucking mills hanging out. Oh, my gosh, that's Frank Thomas. You know, he's like, hey, ladies. And he's like, I wish you would tell my husband about that stuff because he's boring. And, you know, it's like they all want to bang Frank Thomas. You know what I mean? It's almost like that would be like a funny spoof video. Like he's, you know, the guy's, fuck that Cenogenics. I'm not going to take any pills. Next thing you know is, where's my wife? And meanwhile, Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt, putting a hurt on his wife.
He hasn't taken any of that shit he sells.
Yeah,
he does
exactly.
It completely different with smoothies and goes to the gym.
Yeah, some white guy thinks he's going to get that fucking strong looking from taking some male
that
testosterone.
Dude's he was a monster when he was playing baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking arms like that on a baseball player.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Frank awesome. Tom, big bastard.
If you described every inch of his body, I still would not know who the hell you were talking
about. Well, there's like 9 or 10 inches that I've never seen before.
No, but I mean, if you showed me a picture, I'd be like, I still don't know who the hell he is.
And you'll see him now on TV.
He's only talking about his armpit. He's seen everything else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Any rate, so, I mean, yeah, Frank Thomas. Thanks, Mark. And, you know, I mean, and by the way, Laszlo says hi. Steve Laszlo.
Steve!
From, what's up, buddy?
What up?
You know, I mean, he watches commercial, and it's all, you know, so, I don't know, these fucking pillow commercials and everything. You know, I mean, what the fuck?
So back to the guy. What are you going to do about it? You going to talk to him some more?
So the guy sends me this thing. He's like, what, no return love? I'm like, dude. And I go, first of all, love is unconditional. Right? Isn't love unconditional? You're thinking love is unconditional. Like if you love something, that's unconditional. You know, like look at my dog. My dog loves me. He's sitting by my he's sitting by my feet.
How dumb is that dog?
Yeah, he's not like he's sitting here. He just wants to be here. He loves me unconditionally.
Man,
he's
he loves you because you feed him. Let's be honest.
Well, I don't feed him. The wife does, but you know,
really.
But I feed my wife, and he sees that every once in a while.
Also,
and he barks.
It's a chain you got going on here. You got a food chain going on over here.
No, but you know what I mean. But love is unconditional. If you love somebody, you do things because. You just want to give them,
right.
And that's what love is. Love is unconditional.
Right, but that never happens, though.
Well, listen, don't be fucking whining on my fucking podcast.
No, I'm just saying it never fucking happens.
Well, listen.
Nobody ever, okay, not, I don't want to say never, but the generality is that people, when they do that, when they give you a gift, they expect some shit back.
Well, that's wrong. See, that's where the fucking problem is.
I agree with you.
Like if you, that's what, so this guy sends me this thing, and then he sends me this emoji with its heart pouring out. Like,
and well, you've never met the guy
I
before,
never met the guy, but the
you
first
didn't
message.
Him at a show or anything?
No, I don't remember. He sent me this message. He's like, I'm not gay or anything. I just want to let you know I noticed your aura and you're a real nice guy. I could tell you got this real energy and blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And then today I get this thing about I love you and I'm like, you know.
He's sending me the same ones today as well.
And then he said, no love back. And I'm like, dude, love is unconditional.
What
you know, to expect love back.
What did he say?
By sending me an emoji and then he says, oh, you must not love. I'm like, dude, if you're going to make that determination by a fucking, you know, response on an email, then you're mentally fucking unstable. And they go, oh, if that's the case, I was going to follow your comedy and tell people to go to your shows. Not anymore. You're never going to make it with that heartless whatever fucking, which like you just made a great point, Chris.
What's that?
Stand-up comics will make it if they're heartless.
There are some that make it hard. There are some that make it, there are both types. But yeah, to think that, you know, that the better way is, you know. Or,
to be thoughtful?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know. Listen. Look, I just watched the new Chappelle special on Netflix, and what he said on there was very poignant. He said, you know, people are fucking really sensitive right now.
Right.
And you can't say shit about anything without somebody being pissy about it, all right? And listen, I'm not I want to allow people to express their emotions when they're hurt or whatever, but give me a fucking break, man. You're right on the instance that if you send somebody a greeting like that, you shouldn't expect anything back in return. You should just do it just because you feel like doing it. But
see,
unfortunately,
the mental part of me is like it's really a book or playing a different person.
I think it's a fake profile. I mean, all it is those kind of lubby-dubby little posts on his thing, too. I looked at a few of his things. So he says to me, send me a dick pic. And he sent me one. And I'm like, no way. And he goes, see, I knew Dougie was better than you. And he started showing me all the ones Dougie
had
sent.
He's like, what, no dick back in return? What, no dick?
What's the matter? You're not going to recipe dick?
Where's the guy live? In Florida?
I don't even know.
Listen. I forgot to check and see where he lives.
I wasn't going to, you know, listen, once I got that, and I'm thinking, okay, what's next? I'm going to get a knock at the door, and some guy is like, all of a sudden, I got to fix your cable.
You see, that's it. You can't, it's true, you can't love. You got no love in you. You're like, I don't care if he fixes cable. I don't want him in my life.
No, I don't. I don't want a fucking loon. I got enough loons, you know what I mean? This is the cable guy. This guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like,
do you have other, let me ask you this, though. Do you have other people that have, let me flip it. What if it was like a hot girl, and she wanted to support your comedy, and yeah, she's like, you know, and she said that to you. What, no love back? Would you say the same thing to her?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You would say, look, I don't need to
listen,
do that.
Listen, my days of chasing ass are over, brother.
No, not chasing ass, just being polite
and
nice.
Or being buying into it because it's ass, or being tolerant because it's ass.
Not
or,
because you're going to get laid, just because it's a woman versus a dude.
Well, we all know that if I was getting any chance of having laid, Perry would end up banging her instead of
and
me.
And yeah, I would answer totally different if it was a girl. Right. I would never have sent her the shit I said.
Thank you for being honest. That's what I'm saying. But just because it's a dude, you're like, hey, he's a big brick.
If my girl's listening right now, I would tell the girl to fuck off. But if my girl's not listening right now, I'd be sending a dick pic.
No, but even if you just said to the person online, hey, I love you too. But what does that mean? Really, right. At the end of the day, what are you saying to them?
The main thing is we're strangers. I've never met this person.
I agree.
I'm not saying I love you. Especially it's a guy.
you
I fucking love you too, man.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, all right, for a minute there, I thought, okay, I just lost a fan in a sense, a fucking loony fan, but I just lost a fan. And again, he's even fucking riding his dick too. So I don't know what kind
of loony fans start fan clubs, buddy.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. This is the kind of person that will like send a million emails out just to go see my buddy Doug.
Yeah, that was good.
You know,
loony fans start fan clubs.
It's
buddy.
True, dude. They do.
They do.
And then they shoot the star.
And then they show
exactly
up
right. They end up killing you
or the girl you're with. If I can't have him, you can't either.
I don't know. I get a little excited when somebody is moved by what we do. And that, for me, that's always an important part of it. So I try never to be, especially in person, I try never to be rude to somebody. Right. They come up and they're obviously be like, I had a guy come, I was telling Perry on New Year's Eve. He was obviously out of his friggin' head.
Right.
He was like, oh, I'm an artist in Manhattan and I do puppetry. And then he started putting his hands up and going, oh, like, and he explained it to me, like, puppetry, like, I didn't know what that was. And he goes, you know, like, when he puts his hands up, he goes, hey, what are you doing? Not much. And I'm like, okay, I know what fucking puppetry is, dude. You know what I mean? But I didn't say that to him because I'm like, he's being nice.
You're being tolerant.
And he watched the show, and I appreciate his compliment, but you're a fucking wackadoo.
Yeah, but if I'm at a show and somebody comes up after, I'm going to be a lot more, you know, like, oh, that's great, you
right.
know. But
you
on
know,
Facebook.
On Facebook, a stranger, a private messenger.
Yeah.
I love you.
What, you don't love me back? No, motherfucker, I don't even know who you are.
Well, Facebook when he said dicks. It to me, he says, can I, he messaged me, hi. I go, hi. He goes, can I tell you something? I swear, I'm driving down Atlantic heading towards 95, and I go, oh boy, here we go. I go, yes, I love you. And then he had the little two things kissing also with the heart eyes and the heart mouth.
Exactly.
Also, that's weird.
And I say, I don't blame you. Well, I can't blame you. And then he says, when I meet you, can I give you a big hug? I waited like 20 minutes, and then I said, I'm meeting with my spiritual advisor, my pastor, and my life partner, or my life coach. And you can't answer this on your own? He believed me. I was going to meet with those three people and then answer.
I was kidding.
I haven't responded since the last one.
I had somebody, this was on a political post, that somebody attacked just for something I wrote. It was kind of like in between. It was not like one side or the other. It was just like a comment. And the guy says, oh, and he commented on my Deadpool shirt that's on my profile. I was like, Deadpool's been is passed 10 years ago. I said, dude, I'm not a big fan. They just match the fucking shoes I wear on stage.
What do you mean, like, passed 10 years ago? What
Deadpool's
that
fucking hot. What's he talking about?
10
that's
years?
Like, that's like saying Batman or Superman's, you know, cliche.
As Dougie's sitting there with a Spider-Man shirt on.
Listen, I don't have any one particular fucking superhero.
Exactly.
They're I like all them wonderful. All.
As long as they don't tell them they fucking love them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, fucking Superman came up and said, I love you. I go, look, dude, it's unconditional, okay? I don't have time for the fucking Man of Steel right now.
Jesus,
you know what
Christ.
I mean? Just give me a fucking break.
Because God knows what could happen. Holy crap.
Next thing you know, I'm getting banged by Superman.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say, the next thing you know, you got a penis right in you. You just can't stop it.
And you'll be like, wow, Superman.
Guy's crappy.
Got a kryptonite cock. Kryptonite cock, I guess we'd actually pronounce it. all right, so... That was interesting that we shared the same fucking loon. Here's some good news. If you're in California, marijuana is now recreationally legal.
Not the first time, by the way. Continue.
No. Yeah. I mean, I was in Reno, Nevada, where it's legal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't.
Recreationally legal in Reno?
Yeah. I guess you got to be wearing a headband or tennis racket in your hand when you smoke it.
Oh, just tennis players get high
or playing kickball. Something recreational.
Have a Cheech and Chong shirt on. Something
yeah,
like
right, right.
Yeah, you know. But no, they have it. And they had like one place. And there's one night I wanted to get a vape pen because in the hotel you really can't smoke. But a vape pen, you can use it. We were playing poker one night, and this guy fucking had a vape pen. I was over with Jay Hollingsworth. We're playing poker, and the guy says, yeah, man, I hadn't smoked in a few days. I'm like, all right, I'll take the vape pen outside. Boom. Dude, that thing was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I came back. It was just so fucking funny. When you play poker, everybody's playing at a table, right? And it was getting late at night. It's like 2 in the morning. So they put two tables together. Like, there's only 4 players in one, so we put two tables together. And our table was having fun. We were all having a good time. Me and Jay are comics and performing there. And this other dude was hilarious, this guy. And we're joking around. But we're playing aggressive. We're having fun, you know. These guys sit down. After a few hands, this one guy goes, boy, you guys keep raising and stuff. We're nice to each other at the other table. We don't do this. And I go, yeah, you guys shower together too? Fuck. I mean, you know, but then I was high as fuck. It's high as fuck.
Pen.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And you could, in the vape pen, you can go anywhere just as long as you're not in the poker room. You can go over to the casino and just smoke in the middle of the casino.
Holy fuck.
You can smoke cigarettes in the casino and all that, but
I'm pretty sure Chappelle had one on the special he was doing. He kept pulling it up and vaping it.
Yeah.
He was on, I was like,
Now you don't do that. You party? Do I
party? Oh,
do you
party? I do all the heroines and the cokes and all that stuff.
Heroines.
Yep, I do all that. I pop all the pills that I can find. Yeah. I'm doing vitamins and stuff. I smoke pot, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
No, I don't do the vaping thing, though. That vaping thing annoys the fuck out of me.
Yeah, well, that was the first time I did it smooth. Usually with a vape, my throat doesn't enjoy it. Like, my throat seems to hurt
worse. It's a
different
type of smoke, yeah, and it fucks you up until you get used to the vape. Because I tried to vape for a couple of months, and I just, you know what annoyed me is the battery situation where you got to keep recharging it and all that bullshit. You know what I mean? So my vape pen would go down. I'm like, I got to recharge the battery. And if it didn't have any juice, I'd have to order the fucking juice. There's a convenience store a block and a half away from my house. You know what I mean? I'm like, I can go there and get cigarettes right now and have the same and not have to deal with the coils and the springs and all that bullshit.
It's like eating lobster without being taken out of the shell.
Jesus Christ.
That's what happened at this place. Yeah. At this place called Mint, the distillery in Reno.
Mm-hmm.
I went there real quick. We just got back from a day trip to Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And we get back. I'm like, stop. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to go in real quick, thinking it's like a normal dispensary. You give your ID, you go up and you buy something, you walk out. No, you got to get somebody to take you. Then the one guy says, oh, if you buy the vape pens, they screw you on the batteries. Like, you have to pay for the battery. And then, you know, you have to. And I'm like, I just wanted to get a convenient vape. This isn't convenient anymore.
How about a joint? Can I buy one of them?
Yeah.
Just something rolled in paper. Can I get that?
Exactly. Oh, my God. They're the best, dude. When you buy the ones that are rolled up like bats.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, screw the batteries and all that crap and the filter, and they got to fill the chamber. And
See, I don't smoke weed, so I've never even tried a vape.
You never smoke weed?
I've smoked weed, but I never vaped.
Oh, yeah. The pens. Yeah, they're convenient because
Sure.
You just put in your
belt
and boom.
Right.
You can do it anywhere. You don't want to do it in a hotel room. They charge you $250.
Oh, yeah, you do got a bag on that, right?
That happened one time when I used to work at Laugh In Comedy Cafe with the old owner. I smoked one night because everybody was hanging out in the room after. And the next morning, I get that bill, $250.
Wow, that sucks.
For smoking in the room. And I'm like,
how the hell they find out by the next morning?
Because somebody complained in the hallway and they I guess
they narrowed it down to your room?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you better prove that shit.
That's when Panzeek and I went to get something to drink or eat or whatever. We came back and they complained. They opened my room and smelled it in the room. So then I went down to the manager that day and I go, hey, man, $250 for weed? You know, it wasn't cigarettes. I mean, a fucking bottle of Febreze cost like $4. You know, just spray some Febreze. And then the lady laughed. She goes, you're right. So she made it $125.
Oh, that's cool. You know, but it's true. Cigarettes is so offensive. Weed is a great smell.
Right. Like, you can smoke weed in my car, but you can't smoke cigarettes in my
cigarettes
car.
Cigarettes is horrible.
Doesn't it stay longer? I mean,
Times longer. If I do a gig in a smoky bar, when I get home, all my clothes go outside in the backyard.
Right.
Jump in the shower and leave those there for a day, then wash it. I don't even leave them in my house.
Right.
Oh, it's the worst.
I hate that smell, too. Remember we had that habit where we just smoke a cigarette when we were performing? We used to work at New York Comedy Club. We got into this thing where it's like, we're performing, so let's just smoke a cigarette. We're sitting out there in the New York Comedy Club in Boca, sitting there smoking cigarettes. Everybody comes up, I didn't know you smoke. I don't. It's just something I do before a show.
I do smoke, so I guess I should fucking leave. How about that, you sons of bitches?
You don't like it? Tough shit.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
You know, I saw the commercial.
But I'm respectful. I would never get in somebody's car and light up a cigarette. Yeah. I would never do that. I think I can handle a car ride to somewhere. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Without going, I need a cigarette.
The best ever was in the 70s when I was a kid, first time you're flying, when it's maybe even been in the 80s. They would have a smoking section and a non-smoking section on an airplane.
Yeah.
So the first 15 rows, you can't smoke, but from 16 up, you can. So you're in row 15. The guy's behind you in row 16. How's the non-smoking area going there, Sonny?
Well, this is the same thing in restaurants for years.
Yeah, that's right.
Non-smoking section.
That
didn't make any sense, did it?
Made zero sense.
Yeah. So if I'm in row 14 and the smoking section ends in 12... There's just going to be, I guess if I point the air vent
it's really going to change.
Well, I had my fly back from Reno for the first hour and a half. This fucking miserably fucking spoiled kid in the back wouldn't shut the fuck up.
What was he talking about? Anything good?
He was crying, but it wasn't like crying like his ears hurt, you know, from the pressure. It was just crying because daddy wasn't paying attention or something. And it was like, you know, like he was waiting to see his dad look at him. And the dad kept going, shh, shh, shh. And the whole time, I'm sitting there trying to sleep. You know, I'm like trying to get some sleep, and fucking kid kept going. Oh, the guy sitting next to me laughed because I was like, "Shut that fucking kid up!" You ever get vocal like that? And you ever have to express yourself?
Not about a kid because I have one, so yeah. I understand how some kids can sometimes be out of control in a plane, a situation like the pressure bothered my son's ears, but he didn't cry. But who knows?
Well, he's not a pussy. Kid was a pussy. That's what I'm trying to say.
Maybe he was sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he needs a little love, Dougie.
Yeah. Well, maybe you fucking find a friend with that one guy. It's our friend on Facebook. He got so mad at me, by the way, that guy. He unfriended me, and I guess he blocked me.
He's not even my Facebook friend.
No?
No, but he sent me private message, you know? So I just opened it up, and there he is.
You wanted it.
I'm leaving. I'm not even doing the show tonight. I'm going to find that guy. He loves me. Loves me.
Well, he kind of upset me when he just left me like that.
You got a sugar daddy. You don't even know it. To answer your question, yeah, I did. Last Christmas, I was at Sears. I ordered a mattress. I went to pick up the mattress. So we're all standing in line. And they're obviously very busy. This is where they pick up your order stuff, right? And this lady comes flying in from Sears, from the main part,
right,
and grabs this grill that's set up, one of these big, beautiful like gas grills, and starts trying to get it out of the door, and it's hitting the mat. And she's like, what the fuck is this lady doing, right? We're all looking at her like, what is she doing? And this guy comes out, and he goes, oh, no, that's not yours. That's the display. And I'm like, what the fuck? So she wheels it back, and she starts following him into the back, and he's like, we're going to get it for you in a second. She's like, calling him. Well, John, you know, we talked. Like, she knew him. You know what I mean? She just made sure one of those people. What's your name? Okay. So I can call it to you, so I can say it 50 fucking times before I leave, right? So we're sitting there. So they go in the back, and she stands there off the side of the line, and the guy comes out, and he says, who's next? And the woman that was next in line says, I am. And this bitch says, no, you're not. I'm next. Hmm. And she goes, I've been standing here. You just walked up. She goes, well, I don't know who you think you are, but and she starts berating this woman, right? So I'm sitting there looking, it's like, this miserable bitch. It's like 3 days before Christmas, man.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break, right? And then she starts trying to get people in line to agree with her. Don't you think? Think I was here?
I hate that. And you know they're wrong. Oh, and they want you to agree with them. They feel better about themselves.
So then I did, Dougie. At that point, I was like, if I may, I said, actually, she was next. You're out of line. You came in here like a bull in a china shop and tried to walk out of here with a display with a display model.
You're walking out with the cash register.
Yeah, you're obviously you got a lot of tension going on, and she was next. And the woman was like, I said, I got your back, lady. Because I was like, fuck you,
it's good to stand up for people.
Sometimes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you want to get involved sometimes.
Well, they fucking like to throw a shoe at her.
You know?
She was complaining in her truck while she was loading the other one, and I went out, and I was like, you're a miserable person.
Yeah.
She goes, I own a business, and I know, and I'm like, that doesn't mean shit. You were wrong. You were wrong, and that woman was right, and you won't admit it, and what does that have to do with what you do? Nothing.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Perry's not very confrontational. You would never do something like that.
Well,
You got the voice for it. You should. I'd be frightened if you came at me.
I was thinking about what you said. The last time I remember really losing it with somebody was, just so long ago, it was an Albertsons when I lived in Coral Springs. I was married, so it was in the 90s. I was probably 35. I'm in line at Albertsons, so there's an older guy in front of me, and he's got a bunch of stuff. Cute girl, 18, 20-year-old, waited on him. So all of a sudden, the guy walks away with his cart. I'm standing there, now she's going to ring me up, and he goes, all of a sudden, he stops. He looks through his stuff, and he goes, where's my eggs? And the girl says, oh, yeah, on my mother's life. The girl's like, sir, I don't know. They're in the back. Now, where's my eggs? And he loses it on this girl. Now, I'm getting pissed off. The girl is, like, almost crying. She's completely freaking out. Right. She's apologizing, this and that, right? And so all of a sudden, I just – and he just berates her and berates her. And all of a sudden, I go, hey, Why don't you shut the fuck up? I'm standing right there. Too.
I would be like, okay, like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm in a tank top. Myself. Back then I was jacked. And I go, honestly, I go, what do you think? She stole your fucking eggs? I go, the girl's here making $6 a fucking hour, and you're going to take her head off over some eggs? I go, obviously she didn't take your fucking eggs. Swear to God, right? All of a sudden the lady working there goes through his bag and goes, pulls out a bag of eggs and goes, the carton of eggs and goes, sir, your eggs are right here. And I go, hey, tough guy, what, your eggs were in the cart the whole fucking time? And he goes, shut up. And I go, you shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
And then the girl was like, thank you, sir, thank you, sir.
That's fucking
funny. What a dude. It would
have been better as if he walked off and she went, I took his eggs. I hate that motherfucker.
Hey, you want six of them?
He comes in here every week. I'm sick of his fucking mouth. Awesome. I took his eggs.
There's the headliner right there. He's got the punchline already.
Every time he's here, he brings up the fucking eggs.
Yeah, I'm keeping these eggs. I'm going to crush every fucking one of them right here.
Let's go, egg.
That's it.
It's fucking loon.
Fucking guy's some probably people, dead
some,
now.
Well, some people, you know, here's the thing, though. As I'm getting older, I realize, like, you never know what's going on with somebody, you know, right. In their life. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I'm trying to, even though some people can be really stupid, I don't know what was going on with that lady.
Right, exactly.
I just wanted her to stop berating that woman because you don't know what's going on with her. Her husband right. could have died. You don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
You never know why somebody is a complete fucking miserable bastard. You know, or they have a good reason for it, or they're just miserable.
Or the person is being victimized. You don't know what's going on in their life. You know what I mean? So I try to be fair, and you know, and plus nowadays, dude, you step in the middle of some shit and you're liable to get shot. So it's you gotta be careful who you yell at.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Even that old dude, you don't know.
Yeah, really don't know.
He could have went out and came back and cha-cha-cha.
I have the road rage shit all the time.
See, that's dangerous.
Yeah. That's the worst.
That's one thing I've definitely no longer. Like I am like Gandhi on the road.
Yeah,
now.
It's not worth it.
You know what I mean?
But when I drive with you, you get pissed off real quick at people.
Yeah, but he's not out the. Is he out the window going?
No.
Right. I get mad. I get mad when ignorance occurs. But I've gotten. I'm not going to be the guy. You know, I told our listeners yesterday. I was in Reno. I was going to fucking. This guy wanted to beat my ass at the fucking poker or one of the.
You better have his dancing shoes on.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. You know, it was like one of those moments. I told everybody, like. The guy was squaring off, and I'm sitting in the chair. I'm just like, he's like, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm just in there
Why?
Smiling
Over
with us.
Why was he?
We were playing blackjack.
You were cheating?
No, I was in the first seat, or last seat, third base. And this guy, and he something happened. He spit up something, and his hands were all fucking. He was like, I need a tissue or something from the pit boss, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's standing there with his hands like this and everything. He's like, and then he starts talking to the pit boss, and he's got his hands like right in front of my face. Like he's like talking, I'm like, literally like that. And I'm like, and then
awkward.
After a couple, of them, I'm like, dude, get the fucking hands out of my face. He goes, what motherfucker? Like I'm like, I don't want your fucking snot ridden hands all in front of my. And then he got up in front of me, and I just had that smile on my face, like, oh please, just go ahead and take the first blow because.
How old is this guy? 30s, 40s, 50s?
28, 30s.
Oh,
something.
Young guy,
young tall guy, yeah, black kid, and you know,
sinus infection.
Yeah, suffering from fucking syphilis.
Chronic sinusitis.
Yeah.
I can't help this, you know. I'm like a basset hound. I can't stop this.
But, dude, it's just amazing when people, like, they don't get it. You know, they don't get, like, you want your space.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're having this dialogue. I'm like, dude, I don't want your fucking hands in my face. Why is that hard to believe? Yeah, man, you're out of line. You're out of line. I go, motherfucker, you know, is it? And I just told the guy, dude, do what you need to do. Make your fucking move. And then, or shut the fuck up and play the game. Otherwise, I don't want to hear it. You know, take a punch.
Well, then, and they also, though, I mean, in that environment, you are kind of close quarters at a blackjack table. So there is some amount, like, everybody's in everybody's personal space. You know,
yeah,
what
I mean, your arms are almost touching.
Well, you know what the three spaces are, right? Or four spaces that you have. They have the closest space to you is your intimate space. You
right.
know? So that's touching and if somebody's grabbing you, right?
Right.
And then you have a personal space, which is, I don't know, it's like a foot or whatever.
Right.
And then you've got familial space, which is people that you know. And then you've got business space. Those are actual, you can look it up online. They're like regions.
To determine, yeah, it's
to determine
categorized,
etiquette.
Yeah.
Well, etiquette, what you do in those spaces
right.
is appropriate. So already at a blackjack table, you're it's personal. I mean, you're right there. Your hands are right there. There's a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
And if I just blew my nose in my hand, I'm not going to be throwing it in front of somebody's face.
Yeah, I don't know. People panic, I guess. Maybe he panicked. Maybe he's got acid snot. And he was like, get it the fuck off me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I need a pit boss.
I just burped in everybody's space.
Sexy.
But that's part of what I was saying. Even though that guy's being an idiot, I'm like, what the fuck has he got going on? Who knows?
Something's wrong. But you know what? But that's the way life is. You know, we have to show up one way or the other.
Look, I ain't trying to fight nobody. I'm too old for that shit, man.
You're not taking karate anymore?
Yeah, I want to continue doing that, but not to fight people.
Well, that's
how did you start as that, like as an adult? Did you do karate when you were young?
Taekwondo, and I took it earlier on. With my best friend was an instructor. I took it, and I made up to blue belt, and then I started training with Tiffany and went up to blue belt as well. So, yeah.
Oh, that's right. She's
5th degree black belt.
Yeah,
she is.
Yeah, master.
She's getting ready to test for.
She's under my same grandmaster.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, she's no joke. She's no joke, dude.
Yeah, she'll fuck you up, dude.
I did Tung Sudo for years when I was a kid, which is similar to Taekwondo.
It's Korean, yeah. Mudo Kwan.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mudo Kwan.
I studied a little Mudo Kwan. Tang Sudo. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Cho. We here till Wednesday afternoon. And I'm here with Perry Sack. We couldn't get his brother Harry. And Mr. Chris Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And we come back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. He's not a dickhead, and he's not popping peas.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Play with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it, or make fun of them, one way or the other. One way or the other. News is always funny. I imagine you guys were happy with today and with being the left, in a sense, seeing the news of Bannon talking shit about
who's you guys?
You know, the left, liberal.
I'm not a left.
You're not either. You're in between everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't like the president, but that doesn't make me left. I just don't care for him.
Yeah, well,
today was a good day for people that don't like the president. I'll tell you that. He really put his foot in his mouth a couple of times.
Yeah, except for the fact that the market and the economy is incredible.
Now, I keep hearing that, but when I hear like what legislation he actually passed that made that happen, other than him saying, I'm going to do these things, and then people in the market speculating and that moving the market. I mean, I know you're a money person, but I have a general knowledge that usually when the market moves, it's based on speculation, not really on actual
things
that are
happening. It moves on fundamentals.
Isn't that speculation? It's fundamental?
What's fundamental? Fundamentals are actual facts and data that are showing and proving. Like a fundamental fact would be, let's say, the baby boom theory. Like more and more people are getting older, so there's certain aspects of the baby boom generation that are going to spend money in certain areas. Those are fundamentals.
Yeah.
So you can get a general idea of what's happening. Like a fundamental would be interest rates are going up, right? That's something. Yeah. So banks
and
financial...
Did the president do something to make that happen? Or
no, that's
just happen?
General economy.
Oh, okay.
But that's a fundamental thing on that. So you asked me what fundamentals were. Not in relation to the president, but there are fundamental things that aren't speculative. Speculative is when you... Speculative is like, I have no idea what's going to happen. Like Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin's a speculative idea because you don't know if it's going to go to 50,000 or it's going to go back to 5,000. So that's pretty speculative. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I've heard reports say that when the president says something about an industry or whatever, then stocks in that industry happen to go up or whatever based on something that he said that might happen. Like the tax cuts. When he said these tax cuts are in, then yeah, the market started thriving because they were saying to themselves, "We're going to be in the money real soon." So
it was priced in. It was priced in early when he was elected. That was the Trump economic boom that's hard ever since the election. They thought it's going to be Republican type stuff and regulations, all this stuff, which is going to be business favorable. So that's why the markets reacted.
Yeah.
And so things are happening in a sense. GDP is going to be predicted over 3% this quarter. It's the first time. We've had two GDP quarters over 3.2. We never had that in the last several years. So there's things in motion. It's a global economy, too. And I tell people it's a global thing. So it's not all that. It's a perfect storm in a sense. Things are picking up, and there's a lot of things. So people are happy about it.
Which people?
People who are working and productive and, you know, people that have money in a 401k.
Let's say somebody's working at, you know, the grocery store and you say to them, hey, the GDP went up 2%. How would they, feel that?
Well, that would feel that they would a good question, Chris. How they would feel that is that if GDP is up and earnings are up, people are getting paid more, which we're seeing too for rising income. Then people's incomes are rising.
Who?
The wage levels are rising. It's ready. Just get it. You can go in an almanac and read it on the Financial Matters. If you read the Wall Street Journal, those are numbers that are show. It's not made up numbers. So they're rising. So with growth. So what that means is if things are going well, people go into the grocery store. Then Bill, who bags groceries, doesn't have to worry about getting less hours because there's not enough people buying groceries. The girl who works at a bar as a bartender is happy because people are going to go out more often because they got more, a little more money in their pocket. You know, there's an economic multiple factor that occurs when these things happen. So that's how it works.
So why are the lefts happy this week? What happened?
Well, the thing with Bannon and, you know, everybody's talking about the tweet about, you know, the
what do you think
nuclear
about that?
Tweet. I love it. I think it's funny because...
You think it's funny?
Yeah, I do, because I'm not surprised by his tweets. Why am I... After this long, why would I be surprised about
not
what
surprised,
he tweets?
Not surprised, but what effect do you think it has globally when Nothing. The President of the United
I'm not,
States...
I'm not worried about North Korea. I'm not worried about them. Well, here's the real thing.
Are you worried about South Korea?
Let me, as you redirect me down the chain of where you want to go. I'm not worried about South Korea attacking. You're asking me, am I worried about North Korea? Well, South Korea being affected by North Korea's actions? Yep. That's what you want to ask. Yep.
I do
worry about negativity befalling folks. So let me just preface by saying that. But I'm not worried about North Korea pulling that trigger. What I think is happening is North Korea is the pawn as China, Russia, and Iran watch the reaction of the American government as North Korea does what it does. So I'm not worried about North Korea. I'm more concerned about Iran. I'm more concerned about China. And I'm more concerned about Russia. So those are if you ask me, I think North Korea is a joke. I don't, you know, it's all a system. You know, eventually that's going to. And here's the thing. Whether Trump was president or not, if Hillary won, he would still be playing these same fucking games, right? It's not like the guy.
But I don't think that Hillary would respond in kind.
It doesn't matter how she responds. He's still going to. Do you think her lack of response would slow him down? Do you think actually Hillary Clinton, if she was president, like, hold on a second, I'm not going to make any comments to him. But then and Kim Jong-un's going, you know, that Hillary Clinton's so nice. I'm not going to say anything bad today because she, of course not. He's a fucking loon. He's going to, and that's why it's a joke to me because. Yeah, I got a bigger button, it works, and this and that. It's a joke because you're minimizing the fucking guy.
When you get into a confrontation with somebody on the street, right, and they say to you, you're a fucking idiot. You're a dick. I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And you respond by saying, you're a fucking idiot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that escalates the situation, or do you think it doesn't affect the other person's attitude at all, is my question.
I think that if you are the leader of a government as opposed to a guy on the street,
what's the difference?
There's a big
violence
difference.
Violence is violence.
No.
It all starts
in
the same way.
In this case, you know who you're dealing with. When the guy in the street, you don't know what you're dealing with.
How does he know?
I'll break it down. When I was at that blackjack mm-hmm. table,
yep.
I could tell you right off the bat that guy wasn't going to fucking make a move on me.
You hoped he wasn't going to make a move.
Well, why would I hope that? I would break his fucking neck if he did.
Maybe.
No, I would.
Maybe you would have fallen over and broken your neck. You don't know, dude. I appreciate your bravado, but you don't know, dude.
But that comes from...
Sketchy.
But that does know because all the years of time I stand in front of a fucking...
It's called diplomacy. That's what I'm getting at.
All right. Well, listen. The bottom line is the guy's not doing anything.
Whatever's happened
up until now, it hasn't changed. They're going to continue. Here's the thing. No matter what we do or say, this guy is going to continue escalating his rhetoric.
Probably.
Either way.
But you know what? If we say stupid things, it will most certainly make sure that happens, if not
like
accelerate.
Like you
that's
just said,
point.
I wouldn't know what that guy's going to do. How would you know what the guy's going to do?
I don't. That's why I wouldn't talk shit to him.
Well, that's why you're not the president of the United States. That's why he's doing it.
But the president of the United States is... Okay. Let's back up.
You have a vision.
Doug, relax. Because I knew this was going to happen.
You have a vision of what the president should be.
Welcome to CNN.
And I have a vision of what the president should be.
Yeah.
But then there's
Donald... You think the president should talk shit to world leaders?
Then there's Donald Trump. It is what it is.
He's the president.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I have a vision of the way things should be. Somebody else may.
Are you
but what
okay
I'm telling
with the
you,
president saying that shit?
Yeah, I don't give
on
a fuck.
On Twitter.
I don't give a fuck. Okay. I don't know. I'm not,
right,
I'm not fucking worried about North Korea.
Okay.
All right? I'm not worried about those fucking
South
pussies.
South Korea is, and a lot of other countries are, so
what is
I
that?
Get it.
I don't know.
It's
a
phony
phone. I'm not worried about him, and I can tell you based on what's happening is that they're not worried about him. But this fucking loon is going to continue his rhetoric one way or the other. And it doesn't matter what we say or do. That's the whole point. It's not going to make him matter. Is there anything we could do that'll make Kim Jong-un matter? You know, I mean, come on. It's not going to fucking make a difference. And that's the joke about it. You know, everybody's going to say, oh,
here's what I think,
Doug. I can't believe he said that. Well, of course.
I think when it's the president, it's not a fucking joke. That's the way I feel about it. So it's not funny to me when the president doesn't have enough prudency, doesn't have enough intelligence to say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't call him little man, and maybe I shouldn't say, oh, I got the button, I got a bigger button. It's not funny to me. That's not funny to me.
Well, don't laugh.
That's my point. A lot of people aren't laughing. He's not a comedian. He's the fucking president of the United States.
Well, I disagree.
I'm
glad that the rest of the...
He's the president. He's not a comic.
I went to see the movie Dark...
The show's over.
I went to see...
Apprentice is canceled. canceled. It's done.
I went to see the movie Darkest Hour, which was fantastic, with Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
And there was some similarities in the sense of how he was judged when Winston Churchill came to power. They thought he was a loof, he was a loon, he was unpredictable, blah, 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 some of the thing, and he was judged. Not there's a similarity between Churchill and Trump, but there was a similarity in how he was being judged by the conservatives and party.
Churchill was a way better public speaker.
Absolutely,
way,
without a doubt.
Way more articulate and
actually grabbed a lot about the same amount of pussy, by the way. So the one thing, the King of England says to him, at first he didn't like him, he was very against him, like most politicians and Trump, but he says, you know what, in the situation where we're dealing with Hitler, I kind of like the fact that Churchill is here, because Churchill is scared of, Hitler is actually scared of Churchill, and he was scared of him because of his unpredictability. He was scared of him because he knew that this guy wouldn't maybe handle things conventionally, or he would handle it differently. So I'm not saying everything always, every peg fits, but I'm saying in a situation when you're dealing with a fucking loon like this, I'm glad that we have a loon like this to deal with him. And I offset the two negatives in that case. I'm like, you know what? There's nothing that we could do that would make that guy slow his actions down.
You don't know that.
I do know that. He's ready. He's moving for global fucking position. What do you think North Korea is trying to do? They're trying to become significant in the global scheme of things.
Yeah, I know what they're trying to do.
It's not going to stop until something happens. So as these
what,
things
what needs to happen?
Well, they're going to have to broker a deal. China's going to have to step in.
You think they're
going to
be able to broker a deal if he keeps talking shit? If Trump keeps talking shit.
Listen, that's the art of the deal, man. Let the guy think. Let the
art of the deal.
Fuck yeah. Let the guy think he's going
to
get fucked up.
What happened to the news? We were going to make fun of the fucking funny things in the news. My God, this turned into a CNN debate, and I'm not political.
Chris
isn't even headlining tonight. He's leaving. He's heading back to the West Coast.
I'll talk about whatever you fucking want to talk about.
All right, let's start with this story. Let's start on this one, by the way.
Yeah.
Desperate measures, a sex worker's plight revealed as prostitute gives birth and is back on the street just 30 minutes later. Hey, honey.
That's true?
Yeah. I read it right out of the fucking story.
Back
right
on, making money 30 minutes later?
Yeah. Back at it.
That's some tough pussy.
Right?
Now, a little loose. I found her a little bit loose at the time.
Jackie Fairbanks, who has been helping sex workers for 10 years, has revealed the miserable lives of prostitutes in Hull's Hessel Road. That's in England. Says here that many of the 40 girls working in the red light district come from harrowing backgrounds, blah, blah, blah. Some of the homeless are crash on sofas and they work at the streets desperate to make some cash. Blah, blah, blah. But as officers reveal, the same exchanging sex, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Just so she had a baby, went back to work 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
Industrious young lady. Good for her.
Right, exactly.
Did she keep the baby? Where'd the baby go?
What's she going to do? Next thing you know, what do they do with the baby?
Yeah, does she have a midwife that looked her up?
Yeah.
Like
the prostitute's got a nice
401. This was in England?
Yeah, then Hull City, which is like...
now when regular housewives have babies, her boss is like, get the fuck back in. You had the baby an hour ago. What are you doing? Get in here.
Can't be like that hooker. Honey, you're not going to find a hooker to get...
That's crazy, man.
But the world's ugly, man. That's what's going on.
Yep. So, ugly and not well kept.
It's true. Right? I mean,
it's unkempt. We need a world gardener. Prune everything up. I'll make it all nice.
Good job.
Yep, make it all nice.
Here's a story. Since I recently was flying, there's a lot of pain in the ass of flying. Mm-hmm. You got to do a lot of stuff when you travel. But a Delta flight forced to return to Atlanta Airport twice. Can you imagine? You have to wait to take off. And you finally fucking take off. You're like, yeah, all right, this is great. And then, we got to turn around and land.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what the fuck happened?
That sucks. I've been in that situation.
And then you wait there
twice.
For,
no.
And then somebody got fucking hurt.
Oh god.
Right? Somebody got hurt.
I'm just saying. Somebody must have.
Why'd
lost
they turn
it
around?
That.
Does it say?
Let's see. Delta Airlines passenger woke up Wednesday morning in an Atlanta hotel, not London, after the flight was forced to return to Hartsfield, which is the worst airport, by the way, to fly in and out of.
Hartsfield, Alabama. Jesus.
No, international airport in. Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta.
The was forced to return time overnight on Tuesday. Flight 284 left the airport about 8 p.m. Tuesday at some point. Pilots heard a loud noise, like Chris's phone ringing.
That's not my phone. That's somebody else's phone.
Oh, and decided to turn around. Well, if I heard a loud noise, I always get a little concerned.
Yeah, dude. Here's the thing, man. If it's a mechanical thing, turn my ass around. I don't want to go all the way to friggin' London if you got clanking going on. Well, you know what? Just some clanking.
Yeah. Where is it? Been on a flight and they had to turn around?
That's just where the luggage is. Don't worry about that. No, I turn my ass around.
But have you been on one when you had to turn around?
No. I went on one. I was not allowed to board them because it was broken. And I was like, you know what? I'm totally fine with that. I'll come back
later. I don't like when pilots say, we're just having a small problem we're trying to fix before we take off. Yeah. I don't want to hear about fucking problems on the airplane.
You're right. Like when they say, like, we have to check some equipment. Like, check the fucking equipment.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Not hurt. And then you got somebody behind you. Like, well, let's go. I'm like, you fucking go.
Yeah, hop on, buddy.
After landing safely back at 921, the passengers were put on a replacement plane, which left the airport shortly after midnight. However, that plane was turned around.
Oh, okay. So two separate planes.
At an abundance of safety after the pilot and others reported hearing another loud, unusual sound.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's just some kid with like a mallet in the back of the whack. Turn
gotcha.
His plane around.
With a fucking, with a fucking maraca. Some guy, Mexican band, that's sitting in first class.
Well, that's it. The pilots are trained to learn to know all of the... all of the plane noises, but they can't identify a mallet. They're like, what is that? I don't know what the fuck that
doesn't
is.
Make
they didn't
sense
teach
to me.
Us mallet in aviation school.
Nope.
It was like someone dropping a lead ball on the floor.
Ah, oh, okay.
Mallet, there's mallet. The mallet.
Lead ball, yeah.
Pretty
on
similar.
On the floor. Yeah, if you get like a, you know, like a judge's gavel. Smack that on the
floor. So intentionally doing this, like to fuck up.
That's what it sounded like. Did they ever find out what it was?
No.
Ghost. It's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
Yep.
It was Patrick Swayze.
Haunted plane. Fucking haunted soul plane. It was Snoop Dogg's ghost.
Yeah. I didn't realize. I never saw that, but that was a movie where Kevin Hart came out. I think that was a movie he was in.
I never saw Soul Plane. When I saw the ad, I was like, nah, I don't think so. I'm not going to watch that. Stupid.
It's definitely not one of those movies I'm going to go get and go see. Although there's a company out there. You ever see this new company? It's like kind of like a Netflix where you pay $10 a month and you get to go see movies as often you want.
No.
You just pay $10 a month, and you go to
a
any local
10
movie.
Bucks.
Well, you go there, and it's for you, and then you can go see movies just using that pass.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work for me.
Now, you have to go at least two or three movies a month,
yeah,
right?
I hate going to the theater. It's the worst experience. I hate it.
You know, I used to go all the time as a kid. I haven't been to a movie in 5 years.
Stay away,
you went last night.
Right.
I never go.
You argue at the grocery store. You'll kill somebody at the theater.
I know.
Right
I'll
now.
Drive you nuts.
You call that fucking butter on that popcorn?
No, dude. It's like 60 people munching all at the same time. It's so friggin' annoying and distracting, and then I'll talk about it tonight. I got a whole bit that I wrote after last because I went and saw Justice League, and I'm like, I don't ever want to come back here again.
Did you like Justice League?
Yeah, I liked it. It was good. It was all right.
Yeah.
I didn't really care for the Aquaman thing, and Flash was weird.
I think he's horrible, Aquaman. The guy's
didn't care for him. I mean, I read the comic book, and I'm like, didn't he have blonde hair? Is this guy drinking whiskey? What the hell? What the hell's up with that? I don't understand.
He's a fucking alky.
And then the Flash, did you see in the slow-mo when he was running? His legs were all pointed out, and
he's pigeon-toed.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck that was all about. Yeah. And then sparks are flying all over the room. Like, what is that? Like, every time he runs, it almost sets stuff on fire.
Wonder Woman makes that. Wonder Woman's the only hot thing about that whole series.
Well, she's got an amazing story in it.
Yeah.
Really good.
She's, you know. Speaking of women, it says here that there's a 10-year-old boy who just founded a drag club for kids.
Yeah.
So they can express themselves in a positive and encouraging safe space.
Yeah, that's a bit much. How old is he?
Ten years old.
Ten. That's a year. That's
we
my
had
son.
We had a story. We had a story one time on the show here where I guess a kid in elementary school. The parent, like, he's trying to figure out, you know, like he's a boy. He's a boy, but he wants to dress like a girl. I'm like, well, you really, when you're fucking 7 or 8 years old, this is the shit. I mean,
Yeah, but what do you do when your kid, like, because I don't believe that parents intentionally push their kids in that direction. So what do you do? Again, you don't have any kids, right?
No.
Do you have any kids?
Well,
I raised a
35-year-old that I met when she was 19.
Okay, but have you been involved?
No.
So, this is the worst sounding cliche ever, but you don't fucking know until you have a kid. What do you say when your 6-year-old kid says to you, this is the way I feel? What do you say? No, you don't?
No, you say,
let it go?
Right. Yeah, it's cool. Why do you feel that way? Yeah, express themselves and let them, you know.
So you have
make
to.
Them feel comfortable with it, sure.
Right, right.
I have my nephews. One of my nephews is gay. And my other nephew is now transgender. She was Christina, now she's Tyler.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
What ages did they kind of
I knew my nephew, my brother's firstborn, who I'm the godson for. We knew he was gay because he was like brushing Barbie dolls and, you know, not playing with cars. There were certain things, you know.
Did he have sisters?
He had two, let's see, that my sister-in-law's ex-husband was gay. I don't know if that, but that, you know, so she gave, like, I don't know if...
Yeah.
So, but then her two sons, one of her sons is gay. Her other son, one of her older sons is gay.
Interesting.
So his half brother's gay.
Oh, they got to get some blood from that family. Look at the genes and see if there's some sort of lineation.
Gay going on, yeah.
Now, they got like a gay vein running through like a gold vein running through the family.
It's pink. A gay vein. Yeah, it's called the man's penis.
No.
Drag clubs are nothing new in New York City, but it took a 10-year-old's dream up the first drag club for children. Wow. Desmond Naples from Brooklyn in New York City is better known by his drag name, Desmond is Amazing.
Desmond Nipples.
Is amazing.
The kid's already got a drag name.
Yeah, and it's horrible. It's a 10-year-old drag name. Yeah. Desmond is amazing. What kind of a name is that,
bro? It's almost as stupid as Always Dangerous.
No.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Ba-ding bang.
Still quite young, his first expressed an interest in dressing up in drag as a toddler and became somewhat of a celebrity on a drag circuit. And he is convinced that there are more kids out there just like him. Well,
they got a kid drag circuit out there?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That doesn't surprise me, though, because you got the whole pageant thing. I always thought that was weird.
He's convinced that there is much more to kids out there than just him. So now the precocious youngster is launching House of Amazing, the first and only drag club for kids where no adults are allowed. Boy, I guess... I'd be happy if my kid went there.
I have a problem with it being like a nightclub.
All right, now you're a dad, so your kid comes to you, hey, I'm going to go to this drag club with my 10-year-old friends.
And your kid's like 10?
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I'll go too.
Yeah, no parents, no adults. It's
you're not going.
All right, see, now you're fucking me up, Dad. You're fucking up my...
Nope. I just want to go. I want to see who's there, and I want to know who you're around, period. Yeah. That's it. My son tried that. He had a buddy in town in my neighborhood. And the kid used to come over all the time. He's this little waify kid. I talk about him in my act. And he started going over to these people's house around the corner. These two women, right? They were a lesbian couple. And I don't give a shit what your sexual orientation is. But they didn't have any kids.
Right.
And so my son's like, I want to go over and hang out at the ladies' house. And I'm like, what ladies? And he's like, the ladies that this other kid goes over. And I'm like, do they have any kids or anything? He's like, no. They just let us go in the pool. I'm like, no, you're not going over there, dude. And I said, you can go over there if I go over there. Oh, well, no, it's just, I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. You know, later on, that other kid's parents filed like a restraining order on those people.
Yeah, they're probably giving the kids drugs and shit.
No, I don't know about drugs, but, well, that's a hell of a leap.
Usually, a play. When adults, they start having younger kids around, then they start introducing them to those things.
Or they just don't have kids and they want to help. Look, this kid was a little manipulating son of a bitch. Okay? He used to go around and get food from people and act like his parents were beating him and shit.
Yeah.
He was no angel himself.
Well, when I was
still not appropriate.
Yeah. When I was in elementary school, so that's up to the sixth grade, the traffic cop, Lukey Delafano, used to bring us kids. We were fourth, fifth, and sixth graders.
Yeah.
We would go to his house and get shit-faced.
Right.
He would give us vodka, beer.
Wow.
You know, one of my friends had to be rushed to the hospital. Oh, Jesus. Lukey puts the kid on. He lived on a hill.
Lukey?
Boston. You know, this guy's name, Lukey Delafano, right?
Puts
my buddy Jimmy Strong on his fucking bicycle because he's so hammered, right? Sixth grade. Pushes him down the hill. Jimmy just goes down the hill, crashes, and passes out and had to be put on an ambulance and taken to the hospital because we were partying in fifth and sixth grade at this fucking... And Lukey's like 65, 70 years old. Lukey Delafano.
That's the fucking
I don't think he's around anymore because he was fucking 70 in 1973. So I can say his name on the air.
Lukey's spirit will never
Lukey
die.
Lukey Delafano.
Lukey Delafano, the crossing guy.
Bob Stefanos, are you listening? I know you were at some of the parties. He's my Facebook friend. Christ. He could be a...
Lukey Spellafano.
Can you imagine, though, you're an adult and you're having fucking sixth grade kids at your house and you're giving them drinks?
There's always parents, like the cool parents, they'd call them. Like when I was growing up, when I was like in middle school, one of my friend's parents, they would get high, and you know, I wasn't smoking then.
Wrong.
And I was like, what the you know, I would like, I'm not going over there. My buddy Eddie was like, let's go there. You know, they let us drink. And I'm like,
no way.
You know, these are parents that never, they're like living vicariously through these kids because they had a shitty upbringing.
I've had kids in my house. My son was the popular kid before the other kids started being douchebags, and they got banned from the house, like stealing shit from my son and everything. And I would never in a million years do that. Never in a million years. Look at somebody else's kid, dude. You don't fucking do that.
Yeah, people don't, you know, people.
Somebody else. Well, here's the thing. As well, the kids at my neighborhood that came over, as well as the kids in your neighborhood, where the fuck were your parents, man?
Yeah.
Where the fuck? Because when my son leaves the house, he goes over to somebody's house, 45 minutes an hour, I'm going over there to see how things are going, what's going on. It's only a little walk. You know what I'm saying? Get your lazy up out of your lazy ass out of your house and go check on your fucking kid.
Yeah, man. People need to be a little more, you know. By the way, Jason White says, is that Pinot Noir?
peanut.
That's actually a red blend.
It's a red blend. I like the red blends, by
good
the way.
God. Yeah.
Here's
and
our next.
You guys don't like hugs. Shut
here's
the
our,
fuck up.
Here's our next story. top secret U.S. satellite launched by SpaceX. That's the one that went up. Yeah. That everybody thought was a UFO in California.
That was. Did you see those pictures? That was awesome.
Yeah. Wow. I've seen these missiles go up, but they've had them. Amazing. They had them on videos before, but it was cool as shit looking, right?
Yeah.
Launched by SpaceX to send unknown group mystery messages.
They're sending an unknown group.
They're putting a satellite up there that will send an unknown group mystery messages.
Who's the unknown group?
Well,
no,
that's
why
it's unknown. Unknown, aren't they?
Did they ever know who the unknown comic was?
Yeah.
No, they revealed that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's been named.
Yeah, the mysterious project will see the private space agency launch the satellite, allowing an unnamed government organization to send messages or take photos.
Why even write that story then? What's the point of that story?
One of the few scraps of information currently available has revealed true. Zuma will enter into a low orbit around Earth. What the orbiter's mission is and who will be operating, it's unknown, with the U.S. authorities so far refusing to release any more information. Now, the satellite will be launched on SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets, Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The launch will first be penciled in for the middle of November, but was eventually pushed back to SpaceX, which was just recently.
Conspiracy theory in 3, 2, 1.
Well, the first thing, every time somebody has a conspiracy theory, you have to ask, like when I hear something like this, the first thought is, well, either they're going to try to do something our own people, or this could be a way to combat some sort of hacking that's been happening with foreign interest and all this shit, you know, affecting anything like the elections and the North Korean hacks and this and that, and, you know, so that, I mean, it could be, or something, some sort of new tech.
Could be.
That's going to help us with that aspect.
Could be part of some nuclear situation, the nuclear deterrent, maybe.
Yeah.
Considering they that could, you know, things could, are getting hot.
They could have launched the rod of God. Do you ever hear about that theory? No. God's rod. It's supposedly they look.
Only the United States would name a weapon that. God's rod.
Well, it's,
Jesus, that's so
salacious. He talks about this government like as if he'd rather be in North Korea.
No, I'd just rather not be fucking tool land. That would be great if I could not be around a bunch of fucking tools. That'd be wonderful.
It's about
God rod.
It's like a tungsten metal, like it's almost like a telephone pole. And they're set up in space and weightlessness of space, and they can move it and release them.
And just drop it.
And they drop it, and it falls with the power of a megaton, you know.
Like accurately?
Yeah, and it comes right down, and
Jesus
and it'll
Christ.
Go. And what the Iranians are scared about, it's been proven that if this thing does exist based on physics, and that it would penetrate any bunker that the Iranians have. Mm-hmm. Interesting story in Iran mm-hmm. with all the protesting going on in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, because most people think that, you know, the Iranian government says death to America and death to Israel, right? That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we got much diplomacy with those guys unless, you know, we're going to worry about Trump saying something bad about the Iranians and pissing them off a little further.
He's making a tweet right now.
He's tweeting those fucking carpetbaggers. So what was I saying? Oh, so but the people of Iran are, you know, they're educated folks. They're very youthful. A lot of unemployment. They're revolting because they're not happy with the fucking the way the government's running. You know,
right,
and they
right.
don't want to have they want to be part of the world order in a sense.
Right.
They don't want to be isolated like they are. You know, the people. That's why they're. I don't know. This could be interesting, array because what's happening in that country? You know.
Mm. Well, I think that you know. At some point, the government there will squash them or try to. So
well, you know, see. The interesting story they talked about, like what they do is, like when the Arab uprising was happening, that mm-hmm. they'll have cameras and they're filming all these people and they won't just go out and shoot them while they're protesting.
Yeah, they'll go get them later.
They wait a week, couple weeks, and then they'll start. Then people start mysteriously disappearing.
Just fucking guns.
Hey, go get Ahmed. We're going to protest. He's not around. I haven't seen him in a while. You know,
they drop that rod of Allah on them.
the rod of Allah. We have our own rod.
It's the same one, but you get
it's made of the
Persian.
Same shit, but it has a
you get women with
a sickle on it. Yeah, I don't know. This was interesting. Doctors find ketchup packet stuck in woman's intestine for 6 years.
Oh my God!
A woman who was diagnosed with Crohn's disease was found to actually have a plastic ketchup packet stuck in her small intestine for 6 years.
How hungry you got to be to not notice you just swallowed an entire ketchup packet? You know, like you're eating so fast that you just and it just snarf it down.
I thought I grabbed some ketchup.
It'd have to be like eating your fries like this, and you didn't realize that a fucking thing
like,
was in there.
Here's what I picture. Like, you put your burger down, and it sticks to the bottom of the bun,
yeah,
and then you take, like, a big friggin' tool-sized bite out of it. It's around the tool. You know, and you're not chewing it, because why?
Right, exactly.
At that point, why do you chew? You just swallow it.
It's a hamburger.
Jesus Christ.
It says here the mysterious...
Is that America that happened?
The mysterious object was discovered when surgeons performed an operation to figure out why none of the standard treatments for Crohn's were working. According to the press release from British Medical Journal, the 41-year-old patient in Great Britain had all the symptoms of chronic bowel disease.
Hmm. All right, but she didn't actually have it. It was just, you know,
right.
a friggin' ketchup packet. Well, I wonder if the ketchup was still in it.
Yeah, I wonder if they say, oh, this is good. Good, I got some for my fries.
Dude, that would be like the most insane jackass challenge.
If it was still in it, imagine putting it on your burger.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a jackass challenge.
Yeah, exactly. You go ahead and put it on your burger and eat it.
I got my fish and chips here. I'll just take this with me.
Fucking hell.
Isn't that
Those
crazy?
Guys did some crazy fucking stuff I would never do.
Well,
oh, come on. You'd do this. You'd put a firecracker in your ass.
Right?
You, Perry?
Even I watch the cooking shows. Like Chef Gordon Ramsay will make him like blend up guts and shit and drink it. You ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
That's inhumane.
The Fear Factor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that kind of, like that. Nah, I would never do
that.
Used to
eat those big ass spiders and shit live.
Never.
I don't even eat pussy anymore. All right, I do, but not that often. Like I gotta.
You
gotta
watch
hungry.
That. You gotta watch that HPV, man.
Yeah, no shit, bro.
You're gonna get lumps. You're gonna get throat cancer. You're gonna have the old Kirk Douglas or Michael Douglas.
Yeah, what was it? What was his thing? Going down, eating pussy.
Yeah, poor Kathleen Zeta-Jones.
Oh, she caused it. That's what it was.
Yeah, everybody. No one's gonna go down on her again. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Aw.
I want to thank Mr. Perry Sackler.
Had a blast.
And of course, Chris Gorgeous.
What's More up? Politics next time.
Yeah.
Just stop
I thought you guys would get a fist fight.
You pussy.
Did you see how much I said? Nothing. I don't
you're
follow
a
politics.
Pussy.
Well, don't forget, if you guys are watching us on Facebook Live and you're in South Florida, come out to Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino Della Notte. Showtime 8:15, just $10. I'll be your host, Perry Sack and Chris Gorgeous, of course. And tomorrow night, our first show at Goldfinger. Gentlemen's Club. Actually, the venue is in the Platinum Room, separate from the strip club.
Nice.
So if you want to come,
it's a nice room.
Are they?
Nice.
They renovate. Are we connected with any anemones? You know, like any, not any way.
I mean, there's a hall. You walk in the main door, and there's you make your left and go through the strip club.
I'm asking if we're gonna get the hookup. That's what.
Yeah,
I
you get like a free lap dance.
Yeah, I mean, if
I know
you,
I can't do a lap dance.
No. If you're visiting and you want a girlfriend experience, go into the strip club and bring her over. But there will not be any strippers in the showroom.
Did you just say girlfriend experience?
Yeah.
GFE.
Yeah, GFE, baby.
Someone told me that means that you don't have to wear a condom when you have sex with a girl.
Exactly.
Is that, no, I don't even know what it is. I would always see on the thing, GFE, and
yeah,
I'm like, what is
that? Yeah,
that
just means girlfriend experience. I mean, the girl's going to come and be your friend for a few hours.
I thought it was an interest rate.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that rate.
I thought it was GFY. They got an GFY. Go fuck yourself.
GFS.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and that's our shows for this week. We will be back next week with all new shows. Ethan Moore and, of course, Ciro Dobrik will be here on Monday. And aside from that, follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me at Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Chris?
At Gorgeous Comedy on Twitter, gorgeouscomedy.com.
Harry?
On Facebook. That's
there
it.
You go. Thanks for listening, guys. God bless, and have a great week. We'll see you here at the next time at the same spot. Take care.
Wrap. See you later.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Hear a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. Came a sound from inside. There beam of light hit the ground.